You're listening to SBS News.
Yuwen Sheng left his successful career as a corporate lawyer to focus on human rights cases a decade ago. It ultimately led him to speak out on the rule of law, democracy, and governmental reform in China, and defend his colleagues arrested during the government's crackdown against activism in 2015. He had his legal license revoked in 2017 in response, and a year later was detained by Chinese authorities. The 54-year-old is serving a 4-year sentence after being convicted at a secret trial last year for inciting subversion against state power. Now, he's been named the 2021 Martin Ennals Award laureate for his activism. His wife, Xu Yan, accepted the award on his behalf in a virtual ceremony held in Geneva. She says it will serve as an important support for her husband, who's being held in solitary confinement at an unknown location in China without access to a lawyer.
Please allow me, on behalf of Yuwen Sheng, to sincerely thank the Martin Ennals Award for Human Rights Defenders, the Martin Ennals Foundation, the Martin Ennals Award Jury, and those helping to improve China's human rights and legal system. Thank you for your encouragement and empowerment to Yuwen Sheng.
Ms. Xu lives under constant surveillance from the Chinese government. She says the award is not only an honour for her husband, but encouragement for all Chinese human rights lawyers and defenders who persist in their work despite fear of persecution.
His proposal to amend the constitution and promote a reform in the political system was the main reason for his arrest. Now human rights defenders don't dare to speak up any longer. My speech aims to encourage people to speak up again, to encourage lawyers to represent cases, and NGO workers to promote public welfare. All of this has become a big challenge.
The Martin Ennals Award honours individuals who demonstrate exceptional courage in the promotion and defence of human rights around the world. Saudi Arabia's Lujain Al-Hathloul was a finalist this year for her work campaigning for women's rights, most notably to end the kingdom's decades-long ban on female drivers. The 31-year-old was arrested in May 2018 with about a dozen other women's rights activists before being sentenced in December 2020 to 5 years and 8 months in prison for terrorism-related crimes. She was released this week after almost 3 years in detention, but is still under probation and unable to leave Saudi Arabia. Her sister, Lina Al-Hathloul, is one of her biggest supporters.
For years now, the Saudi government tried to tarnish her image and to make her disappear. But the more time passes, the more Lujain proves to the world how incredible, resilient, and attached to her values she is. Lujain has become a symbol of human rights defenders in Saudi Arabia. A symbol because there are thousands of political prisoners in the country.
Also nominated was Sultan Atchalova, an investigative photojournalist and reporter in Turkmenistan. The 71-year-old has covered issues affecting Turkmen citizens, including forced evictions, food insecurity, and the discrimination of people with disabilities, for more than 10 years. She's under constant surveillance, her home has been cut off from the internet, and her phone line is tapped. But despite constant threats, she continues to file reports for foreign media organisations. Ms. Atchalova says she's honoured by her nomination and hopes it will help the international community learn more about the situation in Turkmenistan.
I don't expect the human rights situation in my country to improve soon. The authorities are doing everything they can to pressure ordinary citizens who simply seek to claim their rights. Journalists cooperating with foreign media are pressured. People must remain silent, but I hope that the authorities will finally realise that the whole world is watching what's going on in Turkmenistan.
The winner is selected by a jury of representatives from 10 global human rights organisations, including the Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International. The jury praised all three nominees as outstanding human rights defenders, despite the many attempts to silence them by the governments of their home countries.
The 2021 finalists all face down authoritarian regimes at their own peril, and they pay a high price for it.
As defenders continue to fight for human rights, even during the pandemic,
they inspire us to keep pushing for respect for human rights for everyone, everywhere.
Nada Al-Nashif is the United Nations Deputy High Commissioner for Human Rights. She says working to address human rights abuses is more important during the coronavirus pandemic than ever.
All three stories remind us of the core of what human rights are about, the values that unite and inspire us. Each of the finalists, in addition to making a difference in their own communities by standing up against absolute power and overwhelming pressure, made and continue to make a difference in the world. Their stories inspire countless other courageous human rights stories, in small and big ways.
Amy Hall, SBS News.